he's not your usual Sunday morning visitor, but a cheeky Kia has managed to let himself into a Nelson living room as part of his new routine of calling in on houses in a suburban neighbourhood. While backyard tui and weka are common in Glendwan, Ken the Kia is a new addition, and he's making himself quite at home. Ken has been taunting pets, tearing up gardens and taking bits and pieces off houses. Vanessa Gay was paid a visit by Ken last week, and she woke to the sound of her cat making a commotion in the living room.
I was like, oh, that's really strange. There must be a cat or something, you know, trying to come in because she's like, was just about losing the plot. And she was probably, I would say, half a metre away from this bird that was sticking his nose in the door. And so I sort of, you know, looked up and went, oh, that's a Kia. What the heck is a Kia doing in the house at 7:15 in the morning on a Sunday morning? Because we're in a residential area, so it's very strange to be seeing a Kia. So he kind of shooed outside and then proceeded to sort of play with items around sort of the deck and in the garden and tried to pull the door strips, the seals off the windows on the doors, caps off fences, played with some shoes that were sitting on the deck, played with some flowers in the garden, pulled some of those off the trees, and when I went out to go and see what he was doing, he would try and chase me back inside. So I was like, oh no, I don't really want to engage with this bird because I really don't want, it's not good for him to be sort of engaging with me, and it's not good for me to be engaging with him because I don't want to encourage his behaviour. I tried very hard not to engage with him, but I was very inquisitive about what he was up to. And he was... Yeah, very, very playful, very inquisitive, very, very bold, very bold.
So,
not frightened of me at all.
So Ken had initially let himself into your place before making himself quite at home?
Yes. Yes. And I did shoo him outside. So he did. He came inside and walked around the bedroom and then went back outside. And meanwhile, the cat sort of worked out that she's really not going to take him on because he's quite a big bird. And while she is a Maine Coon, she's kind of was like a little bit cautious of the size of him and the confidence of him. So she very wisely exited.
Confident, all right. So he wasn't deterred by you or the cat or anything else. What do we know what he's looking for?
I suspect that he was just being playful and just inquisitive. I don't know whether he's looking for companionship, but he certainly was confident enough of me. That kind of makes you think that he's interacted with humans before and he's actually being fed by them, and so he's had some positive reinforcements from humans, which is concerning. Yeah, because you really don't want them in a residential area. I mean, the damage that they cause on forestry sites, or even, you know, like when you park your car up at ski resorts or whatever, and they pull things off your wipers, etc., which is just them being playful. But you really don't want them in a residential area because you've got a cheeky Kia coming inside and helping itself.
A very cheeky Kia. But this isn't the only incident. He's been popping up a bit around the community, hasn't he? So what are other people experiencing?
So other people are sort of experiencing very similar things. Like, he's very, very bold. He doesn't seem to be frightened of, like, cats or dogs. Definitely keen to interact with humans, I think. You know, it's almost like he does want some company, but he really needs to go and have company from his own kind. And I think, from what I understand from the Care Conservation Trust and their information, Andrea Goodman, who's the person that I've been interacting with about him, is that he is a young male, and they sort of, because their other Kias are currently breeding at the moment, they sort of leave, I guess, the group and they go off exploring and just like a young male bird sort of trying to find his own way, and then hopefully he'll go back and find some other lovely Kias to hang out with. Like, he's very, very engaging, and like you do want to interact with him because it's such a privilege to have him, you know, to have sight of him and to be able to see him. But it's not good for him or us or the community to have him sticking around.